close to the scene of the terrible events on Thursday evening in Plymouth is the Roman Catholic Cathedral, where Mass was said on Friday, and today more prayers will be said for the Keyham community and all of those involved. And joining us now is Bishop Mark O'Toole from the Roman Catholic Diocese and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Angela.
Before I ask you anything else, can I just ask how you are? Because this is so near to you and it must have affected you too. So how are you feeling this morning?
Well, I think the initial shock and deep sadness has given way to a kind of level of a bit of dismay, but certainly with a degree of horror as we continue to hear something of the narrative of the lives of those who have died. I think, in that place of silence and lament, which is also part of the experience of darkness, and praying the prayer of Jesus on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? I think that will remain with me as I pray for our beloved city and for its people in these days and weeks.
When did you first hear about the terrible events that had happened on Thursday night?
I had just finished a personal retreat, and I came out of that, and it was actually my brother who contacted me to say that this terrible event had happened. I know Plymouth as a place of immense hospitality. Its people are very open and a kind of great sense of kindness. So I think we're always shocked whenever these events happen in the world, but for them to happen in our own city is immensely shocking, really. And it's just not us. It's not an experience of how we know the people and our place.
Oh, you've mentioned this already, really, but Keyham specifically here is known for its community spirit. How much do you think that will be key to how that area comes out of this trauma?
Well, I think the sense of community in Keyham and in other parts of the city is very robust and very strong. I mean, there is an immense shock and sadness in these days, and that will be around for some time. I think it will take a long time for us to recover, for Keyham to recover. But I think there is a strength in the community, and there is an immense sense of solidarity, not only in the immediate environments in Keyham, but across the city and across the region, and of course across the nation. So I think with support and with the right kind of help, that will continue. I think also it's very important that we have practical events of prayer and remembrance, which assist and give expression to something of what the community is going through.
And what will you be doing in your churches today and beyond?
So we are, I've asked for prayers to be said at all the services across the region in our churches. On Tuesday evening, we're having a time of solidarity and silence in the cathedral itself. So an evening prayer to pray especially for those who've died, for Maxine Lee, little Sophie, Stephen, Kate, and for the injured and bereaved. And we're lighting 6 memorial candles specifically for those intentions. That'll be on Tuesday evening. And then, of course, I will join with my ecumenical colleagues and other faith leaders at the Minster Church on Wednesday. But it's very important we have that time in Plymouth Cathedral itself on Tuesday evening, to be in silence and in solitude with the innocent, with the injured, and with the bereaved.
And finally, Bishop Mark, what's your own personal prayer or reflection for today?
I would repeat that in the face of the mystery of evil and darkness, my prayer is the prayer of Jesus. My God, why have you forsaken us? And to be in silence and in solidarity with the community across Plymouth. And for this, we pray to God.
Many thanks for joining us this morning. That's Bishop Mark O'Toole from the Roman Catholic Diocese there.